Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. A wonderful day, just another day. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're here. Our desire always is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners can call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Amen. We bless God for you. Let's have a prayer now, Father. We thank you right now, O God, for your word. You said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we welcome you, amen, Father, to come and be with us, the Holy Spirit, amen, to remind us and quicken us and give us a revelation of your word, amen, God, that we can draw off, amen, and have spiritual growth, in all our areas of life. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. God bless you again. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. You can find us as well at Jesus Christ International Ministries at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can click on the media section, amen, of the website of Jesus Christ International Ministries, amen. And also, we're going live, pre-recorded programs now are being found on WEXY on Saturday afternoons at 6:30, 15:20 on your AM dial. WEXY 1520 on your AM dial on Saturdays afternoons. Amen. As well, you can find us in Ustream, Jesus Christ, www.jesuschristinternationalministries.org. You can click on media there. We'll be on Facebook, Ustream. Amen. And at the bottom of the page, if you'd like to donate, amen, we have a button there too. We're always happy to have you, you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. We'd like to come in and share, amen, the subject pertaining to world-ending events, dealing with biblical approach, amen, and as always, amen. We thank God for you and you. Amen. And all of you that calling in. Amen. Call a friend and tell them the Doctrine of Truth is on the air and come in and be a part of the conversation and come in the studio. We're going to read a portion of scriptures as always, background scriptures using the King James Bible, but we also use the Amplified Bible, the New American Standard, and the New International Bible as a part of the program. And we know that many other biblical Bibles, but we always strive, amen, the day and time to get the close interpretation of the scriptures as possible. Amen. Jesus said you should know the truth, and once you know it, it will set you free. Look in the gospel according to Luke, the Luke gospel. We want to approach it from the Jesus was talking about the end of the age and end time. The disciples was questioning him. And we want to take it from the Gospel of Luke, the 21st chapter. Then we're going to read a portion, this is from the King James. Amen, Gospel of Luke. And then we're going to go to, amen, the Matthew's approach. These are the four views of the gospel, amen, written here. in the 21st chapter of St. Luke. You want to take it up, and Jesus talking to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. And he said, the seventh verse, he said, 21 and 7, he said, and they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these signs be? What shall these things be? And what signs will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet by and by. Amen. We should consider that, those Christian, all of us that's Christian-minded, that follow Christ and study the Word of God, that these are just, amen, Jesus said they're just commotions. They are, and Matthew says, amen, in Matthew 24, and Matthew says that in the 7th verse, nations shall rise up against nations and kingdom against kingdom, and there should be pestilence and phantoms, earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Amen. And he also said, this is not the end. This is not the end. There are so many thinking that when these things arise, amen, all these are the end. But he said in the 6th verse, you shall hear walls and rumors of walls. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. But the end is not yet. If people knew that was the end, they probably prepared themselves better. Amen. But when you love something, people love the world, and they blind it because of the world. But God has a better world for us. Amen. We want to look at a word here at where we had stopped at in St. Luke 21. We're going to take it again at the 10th verse. Then said he unto them, nations shall rise up against nations, and kingdom against kingdoms, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and phantoms, and pestilence, and fearful signs, and great signs shall be there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you and deliver you in the synagogue and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Sell it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Amen. Watch this word here. We want to, amen, go to the Amplified Bible here. We want to go to the Amplified Bible, and we want to look at Matthew's, and we have a Bible where we have Comparative Study Bible. Amen. We have four different Bibles. We're going to compare scriptures here. And we want to watch a word here. And watch it. We want to watch a scripture. We want to watch a scripture from King James, the 24th chapter. And we're going to go from King James Amplified, the New International, to the New American Standard. And we want to watch something here. At the 10th verse, and we want to begin, at the 8th verse, after he said, nation shall rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, there shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Matthew said in 8th verse, all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Amen. Amplified Version says, all this but the beginning, early pains of the birth pain of the intolerable anguish. And the eighth verse of the New American Standard says that all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. Now, the New International, amen, says that, and the same thing in the eighth verse, all these are the beginning of birth pains. Now, I know men can't have babies. It is out of the question. Amen. Those that think they want to be a woman, man that want to be a woman, his body's not built. Amen. God did not build him. Amen. He took the rib from his side, and he did not equip man to have children. That's out of the question. He won't even live long enough when those birth pains start coming. Amen. And what we're looking at now, we have females in the studio. Amen. They know when the children become at the end of the 9 months to those times, they begin to get warnings. They begin to get warnings. Amen. And the warning that so many pains come. There's a pain here. So many pains. And they want to know how close is the pain because they know the child is ready to come. And the Bible has said, and it's spoken in all these translations, not only sorrow times, but when all these things begin to come, earthquakes, then all of a sudden a famine break out, and all of a sudden we have pestilence, amen. Then we have a war want to come, and these things begin to follow each other. Amen. In such a way, the world began to think of what's going on, what is happening with the world, what is happening, amen, with things, one thing after another. I mean, and we, with those of us, and we're doing a live broadcast here during the time of all the shooting that had happened in Las Vegas, amen. And then after that, we had two hurricanes back to back, hurricanes coming. Amen. And so Jesus is saying here that this is not the end time, but it will give us some kind of indication. Amen. That's what's happening, the warning, God trying to get our attention, getting the world attention, and let them know, amen, you should be thinking about when I'm coming back. There's no religion. If you don't believe in anything, it should begin to get you to question yourself and worry yourself. Man, the average man today, amen, when he loses his house and his home, and the enemy done planned and then plotted that they can have houses and home, and Satan done gave them all these things, and all of a sudden, hurricanes takes away, amen, storms takes it away, flood takes it away. And the Bible is saying, and we stay prayerful and begin to watch, birth pains, sorrow behind each other. A woman be glad to have a child. I know our family, our last child, I believe the last child, I made it to the hospital, and amen, and the doctor had brought one man out. He wanted to be going there and sit around and watch his wife and help deliver the child. And the doctor brought him out, began to talk to him. He said, "Well, I'm getting excited. I'm going to go back." He said, no. You know, the wife began to holler, you know, and you begin to see the birth, the aftermath and all of that. He just couldn't take it. And the doctor said, "You want to come in?" I said, "No, sir. I'm going to wait right outside here, amen, until everything is over." Amen. So these times will, amen, get anybody attention and really very uncomfortable times, and we want to talk about it. We don't want to. We have so much to say as we continue down, but we always like to talk about it because Amen. That's what we're about. We're about to get everybody views. There might be some views now that people that are experiencing, amen, that's not written but is a revelation, amen, that all the children of God, or men of God, all the world himself, amen, that God is coming. Maybe a dream or vision that God has always showed you. And you can share it with the church. You can share it with the studio. Amen. And that we can all can take a, be prepared. Be prepared. Peter said, let us arm ourselves. We want to be prepared. Arm ourselves likewise. Amen. About these situations. All right. You can go to the phone lines. And you know, we always, and we will reiterate again that, amen, we're going live. Pre-recorded programmers. We're going public on Saturday afternoons. And those that can get WXY 1520 Saturday afternoons will be on public radio. And we're working to do more to spread the gospel. So if you want to mention your first name, you can. Amen. We will not give out phone numbers. Anyone call in. Later on, try to contact us through email, internet, unless we contact you first. But we thank God for you. You can press one on your phone, amen, and we're going to go into the studio, and we thank God for you. Right now, we have a call at 954, last four digits, 4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Praise God for the broadcast. It's great to be back in the midst again. Well, always a great subject, and I just wanted to start out and say that, you know, here's a great opportunity for the believers of Christ to really show their faith now. The things that God's Word spoke about that would be warnings or signs of his return are now before us, and there's no mistake about what we're seeing in our daily lives now. All the things that he talked about, we are seeing them, and they are occurring, and we all well know of it. One of the things that it should be doing for us as believers, it should be having us to take a inventory of ourselves, when that now more than ever we should be really examining ourselves to repent and get it right, and to get more involved in the biblical counseling and studying, because now we're seeing the signs that our Lord and Savior said that we would see, that would be signs of his return. For the world, they're at a point now when that they have reason now to pray, and when these things happen, is the only time that they pray, and during the moment that they are, that is fresh, you know, on the minds of people, fresh in the media, the world will turn to God, and they will confess belief in God, but after a little while, the freshness of the whatever happened has gone, they return back to their old ways. And we've seen in the Word of God that this is common among carnal-minded people, that they are terrified at the moment, but in a little while, they'll return to their old sinful ways. But the saints of God, this is reassurance that your faith and your belief in God is real, and because he's already pre-warned God, the Word of God says the saints are never to be surprised at anything that goes on in the world, because we've already been pre-warned. And if we're studying the Word, we already know that these things will come. So this for the people of God, this is our wake-up call to take an inventory of yourself, your faith, and sharpen up now, and get more intense with your study of the Word of God, because, you know, these things are happening just the way he said they would happen.
Amen. Very good. You're always good to have you in the studio. You always set us up and get us a good amen, a good road to start on, and you hit a point there, and we'll get back to it possibly as we go on. How many times people need to have a warning? You know, sometimes one time, two times, you hit a point there. I thought back at myself, I remember how many times I made promises, amen, in the war and gotten back home. So that's a good point there. That's a very good point. And self-examination, we all need that. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for getting us out there in the water now. We're moving along. Amen. We got a full studio. We want everybody to come right in and press 1 on your phone, amen, that we can put you in. We don't want to leave anyone out, amen. You might have a good point to remind ourselves. Proverbs says that iron sharpens iron, amen, that we help our brother and our sister keep us reminded about something, amen. Something can be said here, amen. One thing we all understand, like the caller was saying, we all study the word. God always prepare his people. He always warn his people. Amen. He give us a repentance. I believe repentance today is one of the doctrines. Amen. It started out in the book of Genesis. God repented that he made man. He give us the opportunity to turn. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. So these material things down here, amen, if you built your life on false doctrine about you can have this and have that, amen, examine that. Examine that. First caller was saying, amen, the brother was saying, amen, that we need to examine that. We thank God for life. Many have come out of these storms and the earthquakes and say, I thank God. You know, I found my brother, my sister. Thank God I got my family. I got my life. And I can start over. I can start over. Amen. All right, then press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're going into the studio. Amen. And you can call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You can dial 855-236-2252 or 1-4-7-215-8816. And when you push 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will put you in the studio, amen, and you express, amen, whatever you feel that people need to look at, we need to look at, amen, to examine ourselves, be prepared ourselves. And, you know, it's a good thing. It's really, amen. God, he doesn't want to be fearful and worried about any. That's the wrong type of spirit. That's the wrong fruits. God wants to be at rest. He wants to have joy, peace, amen, a mind. And preparation, amen, is very, very essential. Amen. And good love will let you know. Isn't that wonderful? Love will let you know, be prepared. We carry spare tires. We carry now was all right. Area code 561, last 4 digit 4556. God bless you.
Hello, how you doing? Praise the Lord, everybody out there in Radio Land. I'm on a train, so I don't want it to disturb the line. So I'm going to just sing a song real quick and hope it blesses everybody. I got a mind to live right. I got a mind to live right every day, I got a mind to live right, I got a mind to live right, I got a mind to live right every day. God bless you, I got a mind to live right. We got to live right in these last and evil days. God bless y'all.
God bless you, Minister of Music. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. The righteous.
Yes, sir.
The righteous. You got to live right. Jesus looking for righteousness. Amen. That's the one that's going to make it into heaven. God bless you. Area code 850. The last 4 digits is 2337. God bless you. You're in the studio. Amen. Eric Cole,
good evening.
You in the studio.
Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing?
God bless you.
Yes, I was just listening in on the topic, and, you know, I have to stay prayed up, and I have to stay in God's Word, because outside of God's Word, anything is possible. Anything might happen. You know, I was just telling my wife that as long as we meditate on God's Word day and night, night and day, a man should pray and never cease to stop praying all day and all night. And then if I do that, I won't have time for, as it was said in Proverbs, foolishness. You know, people feet be quick to run to do mischief, to do stuff of this world because they're not in God's Word. And as, and you know, as I do Psalms 1 every day, and God just send people out of my life that don't supposed to be in my life. I don't even have to do it. It just be like the clips of the wind. So as I go through life, I got to stay biblically pumped up. I mean, I got to be on fire to go to church, to go to Bible study, to go to Sunday school, to do these things, to keep eating. Because if I don't eat, I don't live. I just exist. And being just existing on this earth is hard. You got to have Jesus. You got to have him down in you to be able to fight against the wiles of this world. Because anything might happen at any given time. And I have to be ready. I thank God for you guys, and I thank God for this broadcast. That's a very good topic. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. You said something there. Amen. Everyone is, amen. God's giving us a little here and a little there. We're putting it together. We're going to have a good picture of what we're, spiritual food. Amen. We need our spiritual food daily. Amen. The natural man, when we become born again, amen. That's why the Bible says we are, Paul made that statement. They credit Hebrews to Paul in a certain extent, that babes in Christ, the milk, we can have the milk thereof, that we can grow, amen, and strong meat. You know, when you become born again in Christ, you don't know the scriptures as much. So the spiritual man, amen, is still growing. It's still growing. We're all growing. But you can't grow off the natural food. We have to have the Word of God, the Word of God, and that closeness with God. Amen. That's a very good, as well, many good points here. Amen. It's been talked about, spiritual food, prayer, conversation all the time with our Heavenly Father. A conversation all the time. Amen. Amen. The Bible said pray. Pray without ceasing. Paul said pray without ceasing. Amen. It's not a weak thing to pray. It's a strong thing that you can pray. Some people don't have a mind. They do not have a sound mind. Amen. Their mind is just floated away. Amen. And they're just shaky. Amen. They're not sure. They're unstable in their mind. Amen. That's why we have to continue to grow in our mind. Grow in our mind to feed that spiritual food to our spiritual man. Amen. All right. All right. Don't be left out tonight. You can just press 1 on the phone. Amen. Might be tomorrow, the day, and those of you who have computers, amen, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, and you can go to Doctrine of Truth, and you can always hear this broadcast again, or even now, amen, even now, those that are not able to use their cell phones and the phones or put it on speaker, amen, or whatever phone you have, be in on this great conversation, great conversation. God said where two or three come together in his name, and we're coming together in Jesus Christ, the Christ. Amen. He's the Messiah. He's our Savior. Amen. He is the man God. Jesus, the man Christ. Jesus Christ. All right. We're going on. Some good revelation. Pray without ceasing. Constantly. All right. Every code 305, last four digits, 4271. 4271, 305. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
We are here. We thanking God for what we are hearing. Amen. I learned to listen because the Spirit of God introduces common things to us. And that's why it's good to be a hearer. And so I find that today, as you were talking about the birth of a child, that's was in the beginning. And it was something very serious about that. You know, God told the woman that she shall bring forth and she shall produce. You know, he told her that before she did produce. And so what I'm looking at here is that because God said that when a child is born, the child must be born in the said time that God had already spoke concerning. Now, I don't know exactly. Some said mostly 9 months, but we know it's somewhere around that time. And if the child is hindered and can't come forth at that time, somebody gonna die. The child gonna die or mom gonna die. That's because God said it shall take place. And that was even from the beginning. You see what I'm saying? So that's why it's necessary to do what's right by the mom during the caring of the child. And necessary to keep checking on it to see, amen, that it come forth right in that time. So I made mention of that because in our day, new creatures are new creations. See, babies was new creations. It's new creation of the father. It's a new creation of mom and dad. So now we're in the time where we what? We need to come forth while we have the time and opportunity, because it's a slot. It's a time given to us right now that we need to come. Everybody need to come to Jesus and consider. And I spoke concerning the first time because when we come to Jesus, we have to do what? According to Colossians, what? We die with him. Amen. In other words, sin got to give up his hold on us because God had already spoken it, you see. And so so now we're talking about the end time. He's already spoken some things concerning the end, you see, and they're going to come to pass. And one thing we were looking at from Luke, he spoke concerning disturbances coming in off the waters, you see. And this is the root. If everything, all these storms and earthquakes, and he said in diverse places there, it just places that earth is shaken because of a reason or some forth or somewhere in the counsel of God. You understand? That it's going to happen. So these are the days we living in, and what was that? Was that Peter said that we shouldn't be disturbed by this because we are the ones that are living after God's command. We are living after His heart. You see what I'm saying? We are in His word, so it shouldn't shake us. But then this is what's going on. People they have been getting the nutrition, the nourishment of the word. They have been brought forth. They have separated themselves, from the world. There's torment and stuff like in our minds. You got to get rid of pride and all that, because if you have all this stuff, then you get disturbed, you understand, when things come to pass. So that's what I want to say. It's just like from the beginning, you see, as it will be in the end. So he even spoke of that when it says that as it was in the day of Noah, you see what I'm saying, and the day of Lot, so shall it be coming with the coming of the Son of Man. You see, in this specific time, things that are going on with the sex, man on man, woman on woman. See, that's all a repeat, and it has come to a culmination now. You see, because of the days of at that time, just before the coming of the Son of Man. So I just wanted to say that because people were wondering. I was talking to a man, a Jewish guy today, and he's saying, we are wondering what is going on, see. So everybody got that. Some people don't even know and don't even care. But I'm hoping that they hear these block talk, it will kind of jog their mind, their spirit, to say, well, I need to get a better understanding of what's going on. So that's what I was kind of listening to, Bishop, because the Lord said he was coming and he can't lie. So we don't have to talk with that. See what I'm saying? That's where I am looking at. God said it's going to be, and it's going to be, but now are you troubled? Jesus came in the fullness of time, so we can do what? Examine ourselves to see that we'll be in him. We can get there, but you always got to check yourself. Always check yourself. It's a plus to be alive, to say, Lord, you see, touch me again. You see what I'm saying? Thank you for touching me. God, he's great God. He put the good in good. So I'm just listening, Bishop, and thank God for all that I've heard others say.
All right. God bless you. Amen. As always, amen. The Lord is always blessing us, give us good revelations, amen, of his word. And, amen, as these things begin to come to pass, like I say, time, amen, a lot of shooting going on now. And they're talking about this man, for as they know, he didn't have no religion. Amen. For as they know, things that are happening. And God said, but we want to make a point here. We're going to make a turn. Amen. The last part of this program, because of the fact, amen. Also, I just want to remind the audience again, those in the studio, we will be taking this program live on EXY, amen, radio, public radio on Saturday. Amen. We want to make a quick turn here. We want to talk about the enemy. He's always deceitful. But we have another call before we make a turn. We're going to make a turn. And we want to talk about deception of the enemy. Okay, 954. 4427. No, we're not. I think we still. Okay. Oh, all right. 954-4427.
Yes. Before you move on, I just wanted to, you said something earlier that I really wanted to touch on, talking about people pursuing after things here on the earth and people building their earthly treasures. During the storms out in Texas, I paid attention to something that the people were saying during the recovery time. They were saying that people was piling up, going through their homes, piling up their valuables outside the curb. And I paid attention to that word. They said they were piling up their valuables out near the curb so that the rubbish can be picked up. And that valuables really stuck with me, because this is what we are doing here. And in the word of God say, lay up your treasures in heaven. And you see that there were things that people placed great value on before the storms, But now, in the aftermath of the storm, now they're placing those valuables outside the curb to be picked up and discarded, taken to the landfill. We have an opportunity each time that these tragic events happen, the disasters or the shooting, whatever, turn to the Word of God, especially the saints. It should encourage us to turn more to the Word of God and begin to put our value into the Word of God, that we can go forward tomorrow with assurance of knowing that we're going to depend upon the Word of God now to be our source to take us into the future. That no longer are we going to look to the earthly treasures, but begin to treasure the Word of God, that tomorrow, whatever may come, we know we have the protection and cover of the grace of God over our lives, because we are applying His Word now to our lives, being that we have seen that the things that we place value in cannot protect us from the disasters or even what men may do. Even men may do. So I just wanted to bring that back in there, because that really touched me, that they were placing their valuables outside the curb now to be discarded away.
All right, very good, because you was hitting on amen, that's where I was headed, amen, as well, about this teaching material teaching about, amen, as Satan told Jesus that when he came out of the wilderness and he took him up on a high mountain. In Matthew, the 4th chapter, he showed him all Jerusalem. He said, now, I'm going to give you all of this if you just fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. And these antichrists, or these false teaching, amen, it doesn't have any foundation to it, because now we begin to see people that built up their lives on material things, are coming for God for material things, are looking for God for material and for financial gain. And when their job is being blown down, the banks are being overfilled, and amen, and God forbid other these disasters come, and they take away their homes, their cars, and their material blessings, like you said, but these blessings, they feel as blessings, but they don't look at the blessor, the one who gave it. Job can call in and tell us, amen, how he felt when he lost his children, his home, amen. Job, I thought Job shouldn't even be in the Bible, but Job has a good foundation of reach God gave Job, amen. And when things were taken away, God came right back and replaced it. Amen. So we have to have that mind these days. The enemy always, he's deceitful. He's very deceitful. And Jesus said in the last days, in his teaching, amen, be not deceived. Be not deceived. So we have to, those that we can spiritually judge by their fruits, saying this teaching here is not of God. Spiritually now, by their fruits. Jesus said you should know them by their fruits. And what are they teaching people? Amen. It's going to be the foundation that they build. Colossians and Corinthians, Paul was saying that your foundation, whatever you build it on wood or stubble, amen, bricks or blocks, amen. That foundation going to be judged. That foundation going to be judged. And so now the foundation that we need to, like it was iterated in the beginning, we need to examine our foundation. Are we living for God for things? Amen. Are we looking forward more so to Him to replace things, to keep us comfortable? Amen. He said He give us what we need, but we really, really understand and know that He can replace things. Amen. So be not deceived. Amen. Be not shut. Churches, buildings. Are we coming to the building because of the fact that, you know, that's why I worship God? These hurricanes blow down buildings. They blow down tabernacles. Amen. These earthquakes, they consume tabernacles. amen, they replacing and tearing down titles and internets and radio stations and cables, amen, and television stations. Can we just sit home and read the Bible, amen, and clap our hands and say, Lord, I thank you. One of the callers was saying, praying daily, amen, constantly praying daily. Keep God on your mind. Keep God on your mind, amen. All right, we can take one or two more callers, then we're going to go for prayer, amen. We can take one or two more callers. We don't miss anyone that have another call to revelation or got something they want to say, amen, concerning the subject. Amen. And God love you. He care for you. But this world, Jesus, he made a point. He said, I'm going to St. John 14. Jesus said, I'm getting, in other words, I'm going to prepare a place for y'all. All of my believers, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. I'm going to my Father's house. I got many, 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 many mansions. Amen. You got many mansions. Amen. So you can make it in. Those that listen to this broadcast, got a friend or relative, let them know as long as we got breath in our body, you can make it in. You can make it in. You can accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And believe in your heart. Have a good conscience towards him. Because in the days of Noah, so shall it be in Lot. Amen. Noah, amen, found grace in God, because when God looked on the earth, everybody's mind and their thoughts were always continually wicked. But he looked at Noah and found grace in Noah. Amen. So the whole world can be corrupted, but you don't have to be corrupted. Amen. Everybody's going to be thinking wickedly, and amen, but you don't have to think that way. Amen. God will accept you. You can accept him in your heart. When we go off and say, Lord, accept, I believe in you, accept me, amen, and I will live for you. And that's the start. That's the start. And you find a house of prayer. Amen. You find a house of prayer in your area. Amen. And these Bibles, and you start. You need a start, starting place. Amen. We're here to help feed you some spiritual food as much as we can. Amen. But there are other areas and other places. God will lead you that direction. Amen. As much as possible, we can do what we can. All right. We have one or two more callers. If in the studio, can press one. Amen. Before we go into prayer, we always ask for three or four prayers for all of us in the studio. We see the studio is crowded tonight, but amen. If anybody have another vision or dream or that God had shown you a revelation, you picked it up. Amen. These birth pains, these spiritual tragedies, one behind each other. That one has happened. This is happening. Amen. Warning us. Amen. Let us gird up our loins. Amen. In other words, you know, you tighten your belt. Amen. Shake off some things that you feel, you think is not right. Amen. God won't take one thing. You can just push one on your phone, amen, anytime you desire. I was witnessing to someone, and they said, you know, Christians don't have any fun. They don't have any joy. I said, wait a minute. The enemy put out so many lies about coming to Christ, amen. And after I came to Christ, and I got so upset, amen, with the devil, amen, I called him Dr. Buzzard, amen. He always looking for dead spirits. People that have not been born again. But all of them years, I would have come to Christ and lost money and friends. Amen. Listen to lies of the devil, hindrance of the devil. Amen. Oh, you don't have any fun. Oh, they want to take up all your time. Amen. And not knowing all the time, you running and starving yourself and spending all your money trying to find. That's why drugs and alcohol, amen, trying to find the real joy in life is in Christ. The real joy in life is in Christ. Amen. Somebody write that down and put it on a t-shirt. Amen. The real joy in life is in Christ. Amen. Christ the Messiah, the Savior. Amen. It's in Christ. Amen. Have a mind, a pure mind, a clean mind, and a mind without worrying spirit, and not worrying about who watching you and all of that guilt. Amen. It's in Christ. God will clean you up. Amen. The Bible, just read the Bible. Just pick it up and just read. All right. We're going to go into prayer. Now we need about 3 or 4 people. We have time, amen, to pray for our brothers and sisters. Pestilent sickness is going around. Amen. Sickness is breaking out. We're talking about the cold and the plagues and, amen, and all these different things. And be careful about, we need to watch, eat correctly as much as possible, and get your rest. Don't let the enemy run you down. Amen. And get your rest. Try to eat much as proper food as you can. Amen. And take care of yourself. Amen. Because God owns us. Amen. We don't own ourselves no more. We've been bought with a price. Amen. He bought all our sins. He bought all the problems we had. Amen. For we can have a free will. Amen. Become a child of God. Oh, let's push one on your phone now. We're going into prayer for young babes in Christ or anything God put on your heart to pray for. Amen. Give me about a 1 minute prayer. Just push one on your phone, and technician will put you in, and we're praying for. All right, we're going to 954-4427. God bless you. Pray for us.
Father God, we pray for this broadcast, for the spiritual discussion that goes on in this broadcast, and that, Father God, it would help the saints to have understanding of your word, that we, Father God, would take you and apply your word to our daily lives, that, Father, it would increase our faith and guide us through the trials of this world that comes on us so quickly. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We agree. Amen. The Bible says we're 2 or 3 touching and agree. We're agreeing tonight. Amen. We can have another caller. Area code 850-2337. God bless you.
Father God, once again, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We pray for each and every person that spoke on this broadcast. Pray for their family members, their well-being. Lord, we pray that we be good stewards over what you've blessed us with on this earth. For Lord, we are only overseers. Lord, we ask you for constant guidance. We pray for the many, many people that lost their lives and the tragedies and the storms. Lord, we just thank you that we weathered the storm. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to give us the strength to be righteous people. But how can we love our neighbor who we see every day? And we say we don't love our neighbor, but we love the Lord whom we haven't seen. So, Lord, we ask you for constant guidance. Give us the love in our heart that run from heart to heart. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We can take 2 more. Amen. Area code 305-4271. You're in the studio. God bless you.
Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. Can you hear me?
You're on air. Go ahead.
All right. We thank the Lord for what we have heard. We thank him for this day. We thank him, oh God, for the opportunity that we may hear and join in. Lord, our prayer is that we read the word and believe what it says. And then you say if we have need, we can ask you, and you will reveal to us. So we thank you for the opportunity. I'm grateful for pouring your love out upon us that we are able to survive. We thank you that joy helps us, oh God, to overcome. And this is what we are saying. Perhaps I need a T-shirt concerning joy. Help us, oh God, fill our hearts with your love that we be able to endure. You've already said these are the days, the beginning of sorrows. So we're asking, oh God, to help us that we would walk in love and forgive others as you've forgiven us. Don't question it, oh God, but walk in the Spirit, and we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh in Jesus' precious name to the glory and honor. God, amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. We can have church tonight. I feel full. Amen. Spiritually, we had a good banquet, a spread. Amen. Meat, all the meat you want to eat spiritually, and vegetables, and amen. A little drink of the Spirit. Amen. Because that we can grow thereby. Amen. We can grow. And the revelation we started off, we turned to discussing about, amen, self-examination, amen, working how we need to examine ourselves so we can be good witnesses to others, and also talk about praying time, always have a prayer time, nothing wrong with prayer, amen, you feel like praying, pray, amen, don't have to be a two-hour prayer, it'll be two or three words. Because it keeps your mind stirred up and on God. Amen. We all need to, amen, can watch our walk, that we have a song about living right, amen, living righteous, amen, walking upright, amen. And spiritual food is the word of God. Spiritual food is the word of God, amen. We have to always watch these things that are happening. Amen. Pray against them in our community. Amen. When we can see things, we can pray for our families. Amen. Pray against things and pray for the saints that in those areas of storms and earthquakes and troubles. Pray for their children. Pray for our youth. Amen. The enemy attracting them. I'm talking to a pastor. Amen. Many pastors losing people and youth. Amen. When a big event, they run there. They run here, run there. They love the Lord. They're young in Christ, been converted. Amen. They need the Spirit of God to continue to reach out to them. Amen. So don't throw them away. Don't throw them away. Amen. Again and again, God bless you. This is, amen, the Doctrine of Truth will be heard now. Amen. Starting Saturdays, amen, of this month. And when this broadcast, I know it's being taped, but we'll be going to public radio, WXY radio in Fort Lauderdale and reaching different areas, amen, 1520 a.m., and we'll hopefully be reaching in your area in the future, amen. We're always on internet. You can go to, like this radio, this broadcast is being brought to you on the web, amen, for many discussions and many Bible study. You can bring it up again in your home. Amen. And reach out and pray for all of us. Let us pray for one another. Amen. We had one of the brothers lost his mother-in-law. Amen. Keep him in prayer. The one out in California. Amen. Keep him in prayer. Amen. Him and his family, back-to-back lost family members. Amen. Just keep him in prayer. Strengthen him. Amen. Because we all, amen, all things. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you, though. Jesus said, I'm going to be right there with you. And that's more than money. That's more than money. Knowing you have the Spirit of God. Amen. You keep your mind on Him. You keep being perfect. And that's a challenge. Learning the scriptures, keep your prayer for. So when things do hit, even just like changing the tire. And I have many people say they have people pull along the road and help them out. I know I have a pastor came along. I didn't know who he was. He stopped. He said, sir, do you need help? I said, yes, sir. Amen. God even work, even just changing the tire, God is there. Amen. God bless you. We love you as always. And we're saying, amen. Lord, send prosperity. Send prosperity, Lord, to these wonderful workers and laborers, Lord, to send your word. And Lord, we pray right now that the healing of all these that's in the studio, their families, and their home in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh God, we rebuke Satan, hand, whatever negative word, negative thought, oh God, whatever soothsaying word or sorcery that he's trying against them, God, we rebuke it right now, that it's loose here in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bring their health forth and their family, protect their children and their home and their wives in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We give you the glory, God. We give you the glory and the praise. Okay. This we ask in Jesus the Christ's name. We pray according to the scriptures. We all love the Lord We all say amen. Amen. God bless you.